Jay is not only a local musician, but a father and an activist. He works with a group called 302 Guns Down and is a youth advocate. He has an album called The Sit Down, compiled of 8 songs, with Forward being the first song.
We still can't find peace and safety even in the house of God. And even worse, we still can't even be safe around each other.
To start off the interview, Aya Jay and I start all over again.
Gonna take my scars and start all over again.
From the beginning, with how he was first brought up into music.
I never really got deeply into music until I was probably about 20. Like, very late, all things considered. Between my mom being a cellist and my dad just being a fan of music and always kind of playing cool stuff around the house, that was sort of my natural immersion. And then when I went to Morehouse College, and long story short, you know, I somehow managed to get involved with their glee club, and that turned my whole, my whole appreciation for music around, and that's when I really started trying to create it. Yeah.
What was your favorite song to kind of write and work with?
I don't know. I love collaborating with people, like working with Split Faces on Black Rebels. We just have a great chemistry, and we got a super dope beat from MP Beats, and we're all from Delaware. That was a super fun and easy song to record.
We're Black Rebels, searching for freedom.
On the flip side, I really like Start All Over Again, because I just like writing big things, and I like having all the different instruments in there and having the big band. And, I don't know, it makes me feel important. Teddy is one that kind of just sits right there where everyone can kind of get it. I don't have a favorite, but I probably had the most fun recording Black Rebels. Yeah.
Black Rebels.
In your album, all of your songs kind of touch on the subject and kind of revolve around the struggles as growing up as an African-American man. Did you have a hard time writing any of the songs, or like, did you have one that was super personal, so it was like kind of hard to get out?
When I was a young boy.
Because I'm in a strange place, because, you know, I've certainly dealt with, my fair share of sort of racism and just awkward situations here in the States, and just as growing up, but I haven't had it as difficult as some people. And I've always said that part of my job, if you listen to someone like Nina Simone, who says that her job as an artist is to speak to the times, and I really try to make an effort to speak for people who don't have a voice. So it's strange, in as much as The Sit Down and the songs from that came, you know, from a place of absolute sincerity, none of them, except for maybe Teddy, were really directly tied in. It was just me trying to speak on issues. But Teddy was definitely a little more difficult, because, you know, I'm very connected to a lot of the things that are going in term that are going on in the city in terms of, you know, the young boys who are getting shot. And, you know, as we went through and created that song, created the video for it, you know, I very much was going through my brain about all the different people I know who've been affected by gun violence in the city. And that was much more personal. But in a lot of ways, some of those songs on Sit Down were me trying to speak for someone else. I still vented my frustrations, but it's like me trying to be an objective artist and really, again, be a voice for the voiceless.
Wilmington mayor's office is balking at an article in Newsweek that calls the city Murder Town USA. Obviously, it's not the kind of publicity city officials want. Action News reporter Walter Perez is live outside our Delaware newsroom. Walter, the mayor insists the article misrepresents the city.
How do you think that we can try and help prevent these issues? Like, we see the school shootings going on, and we see the police brutality, and we see prayers and thoughts, but we aren't seeing any actions being put down. What do you think that we should do about that?
Well, it all depends on how involved you want to be. And, you know, I don't expect everyone to take up in arms and make you know, young black boys dying in Wilmington their main thing. I get it. Everyone's not going to be connected to it, and I don't think everyone should be connected to it. You might not have any idea what you're talking about, and you might make the situation worse by throwing your opinion into it. But in the very least, you can be aware and kind of, you know, even the fact that you're on the radio with me talking about this issue, somebody might hear it and it makes a difference. Those little things make a difference. And if you want to dig all the way in, anything from volunteering to get involved with 302 Guns Down, all of those things matter too. So it's kind of about just being aware, helping to kind of bring awareness to the issues. And you know, there's a spectrum. You can, like I said, you can just kind of say, hey, this is a problem, guys, make a Facebook post and leave it at that, just so someone thinks about it. And you can go frontline, dig your hands all the way in and just try to, because it's a poverty issue, you know. It really comes down to that. It's basically economics and America's fundamental racial issues that are having to be addressed, and there are just so many different ways you can attack that problem.
Yeah. So do you have any advice for the younger generations? How can we as kids grow up to be better people to make sure that these issues can finally be put to end or something like that?
Some issues are never going to be put to end because people just have a great ability to not be nice. But what you can do at a fundamental level is not be, I know I have to watch my language on the air, but just be the person that you think the world needs. And I think if you really do that, like, just be a good person.
Yeah.
You know, don't be mean. I'm not saying accept everything, but you, it's like you can disagree with someone without tearing down their whole character. And, you know, they're just fundamental things. Like, again, you can disagree with someone and not want to have them removed from the country. Mm-hmm. It sounds so silly and, you know, juvenile, but it's the fundamentals from your own. Like, just be a decent person, you know. Yeah. Work hard, be kind, the basics, you know.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you for having me. It's always fun to do this kind of stuff.